Hey guys, it's Mayhem X. I'm recording my very first questionnaire, the 17 questions for 2017, and I just want to apologize ahead of time because I got my tongue pierced recently, and that's pretty much why I haven't actually tried to record anything for GWA so far, because my voice is a little funny still. I'm still getting used to having my tongue re-pierced, so yeah, that's what's going on with that. But I figured I could do a questionnaire because I'm not trying to, you know, make my voice sound a specific way or anything like that. Hopefully you guys don't mind. I do apologize for my voice being weird and sounding like I have a lisp. I also apologize for saying things like, a fucking shit ton. So, let's just dive right in. Question 1, what part of your body turns you on the most? I feel like that, honestly, is a really awkwardly worded question, because I feel like it's my body, so I'm not like, hey, like, yeah, my body, it turns me on. No, I'm more like, you know, damn, like, I look good, but that's about as good as that gets. If I had to pick, I would say my jawline. I like this very well defined, and my abs. I love my abs. I work very hard on them, and I'm very proud of them. Question 2, would you prefer to receive or give a nice sensual rubdown? Either or, anything that lets me put my hands on a woman, I'm always interested in that. And vice versa, anything that gets a girl to put her hands on me, I am 100% okay with. Question 3, what's your favorite body part on your partner? This really doesn't count as a body part, but I really like that nice dip on a girl's neck where her neck meets her shoulder blade, and there's just that nice curve where your mouth can just fit perfectly. It's always a fun place. Question 4, what meal can your partner make for you that would make you fall in lust with them immediately? A good steak. I'm such a carnivore. I could not survive being a vegetarian or a vegan or a pescatarian or a poietarian. I am a huge carnivore. I love red meat. So if you can cook me a nice ribeye or a nice New York strip, I will love you forever. That is a thing. Question 5. If you could choose a tattoo for your partner, what would it be and where would you have them put it? That's very tricky because I feel like I am so meticulous about my tattoos. I have 27 tattoos, and I am so anal retentive about them. I literally have a spreadsheet that lists all my tattoos, where they are, little notes about the meanings of them, and I have a list that is pretty much the same thing for all the ones that I planned for myself. I have, like, specific folders on my laptop, so I feel like I'm very OCD when it comes to tattoos, but honestly, if I was gonna pick one for my partner, who I don't have right now, if I was gonna pick them for a partner, I would be an asshole, and I would want her to get my name tattooed on her ass. Just, it doesn't even have to be big, my name, you know, like a nice script, you know, medium-sized on her ass. It's not like anybody's gonna be seeing that but me, hopefully. Question 6, have you ever had a one-night stand? Yes, I have, and I'm not necessarily proud of it. It was a while ago, and I'm not necessarily proud of it, but it is something that happened. I feel like the thirstier I am, the more I will probably have a one-night stand with someone. Question 7, if you went lingerie shopping with your partner, what would you pick for them to wear and why? I would 100% pick something black, lacy, and tight. Something that's easy to get off in about 10 seconds. Question 8. What is your hottest X-rated fantasy? Okay, so since this is my very first post, besides my verification, I don't know if I know you guys that well just yet, but I will share a fantasy of mine. It's not the hottest one I have, but I will share a fantasy that is pretty hot. It's not the hottest one, because you're gonna get guys. So just picture this. We are in Paris, and we're staying at a 5-star hotel. Really nice hotel, you know, the whole nine. Room service, spa, like anything you can imagine. This place probably has it. And this place has, we have a room that is on the top floor, and we have a balcony that overlooks Avenue Montaigne, so we have an amazing view. We have, like, the best fucking view of Paris going on right now, and the nightlife is, like, popping, but I don't give a fuck, and we decide to have balcony sex. Like, full-on, butt-naked, like, let me bend you over this motherfucking railing and fuck you stupid balcony sex. I think it's a pretty hot fantasy. I'm really hoping I find a girl who I can fulfill this fantasy with, so we will see what happens. Question 9. Where is the most adventurous place you've ever had sex? I've had sex in the middle of a concert before, but I feel like that's not very adventurous. I haven't actually had sex in very many adventurous places, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, apart from, like, various rooms in my house, which really doesn't count as adventurous. I guess the only other choice for this would be that I had sex in the middle of a outside train station in broad daylight, which wasn't very adventurous. 10, what is your best oral method? Oh my gosh. I'm assuming that's for oral sex, so it's pretty straightforward. I obviously start off by giving you some nice slow and long licks all the way up and all the way down your pussy, just fucking licking you like an ice cream cone, just making you super wet and super turned on. Then I'm gonna suck on your pussy lips and, you know, maybe bite your inner thighs a little bit, just to get you excited, just so you can feel something. I'm gonna let my tongue explore every single fucking inch of your cunt. Every inch. Like, I want my fucking face, like, fucking in there. Like, I'm not ashamed to get down and dirty when it comes to pussy eating. It is probably my favorite thing to do when it comes to having a girl get fucked by me, so I'm not ashamed of it. And then by then, I'm really hoping that, you know, your hands are my hair, your hips are bucking against my face, getting pretty into it. And I'm gonna be super bad, and I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna go in the other room, and I'm gonna grab one of my tongue piercings out of the fridge, and it's gonna be cold as fuck. I'm gonna put that in. It's gonna make my tongue freezing, the same effect as having an ice cube in my mouth. And then I'm just gonna take your clit in my mouth and just fucking suck and lick and flick my tongue across your clit. Whatever I can to make, you know, make you fucking scream. Then maybe about, you know, minute, 2 minutes after doing that, I'm gonna tease you with my fingers. Slowly, I'm gonna slide my fingers inside you and slide them out and just make it so you are absolutely fucking aching for me. Like, I want you to the point where you are, like, trying to, like, shove my hand up inside you. And then, you know, maybe when I think that you've been good enough, you know, I might go a little bit faster. Might lick you a little bit harder. Only if you've been good enough. I don't know, we'll see. And then maybe, you know, I'll pick up speed and keep that constant pressure going on your clit just long enough to push you over the edge. I don't know. We'll see. Question 11. What can or does your partner do orally that always gets you going? Aside from the obvious of going down on me, I love being bitten. I am a total sadist, but I do have a lot of masochistic tendencies. Like, I really don't mind being choked, slapped, spanked, scratched, bitten, any of that. It just fuels me more. I love that struggle. I live for it, but I love to be bitten. Obviously not enough to, you know, have you break my skin, because the human mouth is a pretty fucking disgusting thing. That's alright. And I do love when people suck on my nipples. I think that's the most obvious reason about why I don't want to get my nipples pierced, because I don't want anything to ruin the fact that they're very, very sensitive. And I like the way they look just the way they are. I have nipple confidence, guys. 12. Do you like spooning? Are you the big or the little spoon? I love spooning. I am a complete cuddle whore. You know, if we've known each other for a while and we're just friends, like, I'm totally cool with cuddling with my friends. But, of course, there is nothing better than cuddling with your significant other and, you know, playing with their hair and tracing patterns on their skin. It's the best thing ever. I'm usually 80% the big spoon and 20% the little spoon. Because, yeah, there are nights when I like to be held. You know, I want you to be sweet with me and take care of me, but most of the time, I really like to be the one that does the holding. And that's just a control type of thing. I have always been someone who likes to be in control of everything. 13, who is on top, you or your partner? 90% is going to be me. I love being on top. It is the best way to be. And if you show me otherwise, you must be pretty fucking special. But if we're talking literally, I also don't mind at all when a girl wants to ride me. Probably one of my other favorite things about sex with a girl. Like, let me just look at all of you and take all of you in. Ugh, women are so beautiful. Question 14. Do you like loud or quiet sex? Do you enjoy your partner being vocal? I like naughty sex, so I'm assuming that would fall under the loud sex category. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not ashamed of the things I like in bed, so I definitely have no shame when it comes to liking being loud. And I love when my partner is loud. I like knowing that I am giving her exactly what she needs in that moment, in that time. It definitely fuels me more, turns me on more. Question 15. What is your preference, ass or tits? Ugh, tits, 100%. I fucking love a nice pair of tits. I am all about tits in my face, in my mouth, in my hands, everything. But that's not to say I do not like a nice, curvy ass being, you know, grinded up against me. Nothing can take that away. Question 16. Do you enjoy watching your partner masturbate for you? Of course I do. How is that even a question? I don't know why you wouldn't like watching someone get off in front of you. Like, that is pretty fucking sexy. I like having phone sex. I like having, like, Skype sex. I like sexting. Everything. I love everything that comes in that whole category of having your partner masturbate for you. It's so hot, and if you want to sit in front of me and touch yourself and let me watch exactly how you please yourself, how you get yourself off for me when I'm not around, that's pretty fucking hot. I will take that any day, because then I'm probably gonna want to join in, and then it's just gonna turn into like this all-night affair, which I'm 100% down for. Question 17. Do you like dirty talk during sex? If so, give us an example of something you or your partner might say. I love dirty talk during sex. I feel like there aren't many occasions when I don't want to talk during sex in terms of, like, you know, dirty talk. Obviously, there are some times I'm just like, you know, just shut the fuck up. Let me fuck you. But if, you know, I'm not super desperate and, you know, I've taken the time to create a scene or pull out certain toys that I want to use or picked specific things that I wanted to do, then oh, I'm all about that dirty talk. Like, let me fucking spank you and tell you how much of a good girl you are for me. Like, that shit gets me so hot. An example of something that I might say. Anything of the connotation of calling a girl a good girl. I'm all about showing a girl that she is doing what I want by calling her a good girl. So, saying something along the lines of, you're such a fucking good girl. You take everything I have. You're just doing such a fucking good job. Something along those lines. You know, not that exact connotation, but something similar probably would come out of my mouth 9 times out of 10 during sex. Alright, well, this was the 17 questions for 2017 with Mayhem X. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm sorry for any background noise. My pets are not cooperating with, but I hope you guys enjoyed it nonetheless. Comment, let me know what you thought. Sorry if my voice was weird. I'm probably always gonna say that whenever I do a questionnaire. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.